Amar Rav Ashi. That is right before the small hay of the Ein Mishpat in the Ne'er Mitzvah. Amar Rav Ashi, Hay Risuke I Islay Mifrachay Se Shori Vi Iloi Asire. Vi Iloi Oso. So Rashi is not too clear what this Risuke is. Rashi says, Risuki chatichas me'il rechove. It's a wide piece of material. But the Piskei Arid explains this a little better. The Piskei Arid says chatichas me'il rechovo kishir tefach. It's as wide as a tefach. V'roitze l'choygro al mosnov. And he's using this for a gartel. So this is a thick gartel. So the Gemara says, you cannot use this for a gartel. I isle mifrechai se shori. So let me just tell you the lotion of the Piskei Arid. So the Piskei Arid says further, if there are small ritzuis that come out from this thick gartel, with the thin ritzuis he can tighten it. The imloi, but if it doesn't have any ritzuis, also. Since this is a thick gartel, eino mishadekes bekshire, so you can really not tighten it, it will always get loose. So that is the reason why this lesuke has to have mifrechai. Now let us see Rashi. I islay mifrechai so, ritzuois Tzoreis tluyeis bo lekoishchei behem ulahatko svivoiso shori. The mehedik shaper, this you can tighten. Veleka lemeches dulme mishteri ktori. Maybe the ksharim will unloosen themselves because you can't tighten something that is wide. V'novel, and it'll fall down. V'osi lasuyei, and he might come to carry it. The Meiri, the Ritve, he says as follows. He says, Davke by a Ritzuke, this Gartel, you are permitted to have Ritzuis, because the Ritzuke needs the Ritzuis. That's part of the Levisha. He says, but what if one has a Avnet, he has a type of a belt, and he has ritzuis to support his stocking. So he says he's only permitted to wear it if he's wearing stocking. So then these ritzuis are serving a purpose. But if he's not wearing stocking, and you have some of the ritzuis hanging from the gartel that is not doing anything, so he holds one is not permitted to wear it in Shabbos. But then he brings the ra'or with matir, and la'aloch in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Lametes, we also paskin that it is mutter. That is, in Yisod, part of the chagure, it is part of the tashmishia chagure, so even though now he's not wearing stockings, but it is still part of the, that's one of the tashmishim that the chagure has. V'loi b'ketola, we had heard in the Mishnah that an Isha should not go out with a ketola. My ketola minkete pari. So Rashi says, minkete pari, v'u beged sheyesh loi shamsin, ke'ein michnosayim, seems it has loops, u'machneses bo ritzua rechovo, and she puts a thick ritzua in these loops, v'koysheres soviv tavoro, she ties it around her neck, v'abeget toli al libo, v'choshu umetzuyer bezov, so memele there's a chash she might come and take it off to show someone, and she might come and carry it. V'yesh mefoshim, that it is not a beged, no kemin chatzi ogul osui kemin kalbus, kazeh, so we have here two pictures, it is like a semicircle, it is around her neck, oichezes boi miftechei chaluke, it holds the openings of her blouse, bahapgam, and the empty space we have there, an empty space in this quarter moon is boileya tavoro, this surrounds her neck, vehi shel zo, and this is a tashit of zo. Also it seems the same chash, she might come dumme shalfe, ba'osa lachvuye. Elevoya is either Rosh Teves Lamoiri Verebi Yishmereyu Hashem or Lamoiri Verebi Yitzchok Halevi. In Minkati Pari, Toysus seems to have a third pshat, Pirure Yapas V'tachshitu, it was a type of a tachshit. Nizomin. The Mishnah says that Isha should not go out with rings. Nizomin. So the Gemara says, Nizmei Ha'af. It was a nezem that decorated, that was Makashit the Af. Others say it's not that we picture how the cannibals used to wear it, the ring from the nose. It seems that it hung from the Padachas and rested on the nose. It was a type of a tachshit. Al koponim, so this tachshit is also, for the same reason, the way all the other tachshitim are also, because she might go and take it off to show to her chavata. Nizmei ha'af is also. Avol nizmei ha'oizen, what about earring? Mutarim lechatchila. This one, a woman is permitted to wear. Why? The trichelo milse lemishlef va'achvuye. This is very difficult to take off and to show. Mipnei she'oz neho mechusois bekishurim. That when she used to tie up her hair, so the hair covered the ears, so in order for her to get to the nizmei ha'oizmen, ha'oizen would be a big job to untie the kishurim. She wouldn't do such a thing. So memele, so there's no chash dulme osi lemishlef vachvuye. Exactly how these earrings beautified her, if it was mechusas bekishurim, I don't know. But al koponim, that's how Rashi learns pshat. So therefore, because of the difficulties she will encounter in order to take it off, mipnei she'oz neho mechusos bekishurim, so therefore it is mutter to wear. Zok Tosfos, nizmei ha'af v'nizmei ha'oizen shori. The Gemara was medayik, the tafke nizmei ha'af is also, nizmei ha'oizen is mutter, ki the perish bekunta. Va'af al gav da omar lekamon habonois yoitzois v'chutin sheba'ozneihen. The Gemara says later, we hear this really before also, that bonois are allowed to go out with chutin sheba'ozneihen. Now the purpose of these chutin were, they used to pierce their ears and used to put in chutim to ensure that the hole should not seal. So there's no shash of these chutim were nothing to brag about, nothing to show off, so if it was there in the ears, they would leave it there. For all my big mother, that's famazoi chutim, abo de shalmine tzevoinim, if it was something more decorative, asiri, dilme mishlefi, they might go and take it off, hoyo v'tachshit nino. Hosam yoyser kal litlam minizme ha'oita. So Taisvis answers, there it is easier to take off, minizmei ha'oizen. Now, Rabbi Kivege, teichens zu on this Taisvis, Ayin Tshuvis Bach HaKadosh. Now, the Bach has a problem to understand Tosfos. How did Tosfos understand? Rashi says the problem one encounters by taking off the Nizmei Ha'oizen is because Mipnei She'ozneo Mechusois B'Kishur. Now, Taisei is a kasha from Bonois. So Be'emison, there's a poshe to Teret. In the Teret, the Goyim says, the Magen Avraham says, a go poshe to Teret. The whole reason, the only reason she won't take off her earrings is because it's Mechusis B'Kishurel. So that's a isha, that's a nesua. Her hair has to be covered. So she'll have a big problem till she'll come to take off the earrings, so she'll forget about it. Masha'en came, here it's speaking of Habonoi. The Bonoi do not have to be Mechasa Sarai Seim. There's no Kishurel. So Memele, Bonoi are not allowed to wear they're not allowed to wear minei tzivoinim because they'll take it off. And who adin bonois are not allowed to wear nizmei hoizen? That's what the Mishnah says. Ein ha'isha yoytze benizmei. Isha is muta benizmei to be yoytze benizmei hoizen, but bonois could be yistaka also. That's what the goyin in Shnei Saliyo, the goyin in Shulchan Aruch wants to say this teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Agavuche, the Erzeruah says lahaloche, the Erzeruah brings down in the Remons, in Simen Shin Gimel Siv Chet, brings this down from the Erzeruah. B'mokoim she'ein mechaseis oznehem, so nizmei ha'oizen is also. Rashi said the whole cheshben is because there's a difficulty in order to get it, to take it off, because nesh oznehem mechuseis b'kishurim. So Memele, if the Minig HaMokim is that they're not Mechasa Ozneim, so then Nizmei HaOizen will also be also. That is a Poshet Teret on Tosfos Kasha. If for some reason Tosfos held that the Bonoi also was Ozneho Mechusais B'Kishurim, for some reason, so then Tosfos Teret doesn't make sense. So how could you be Mechalik between Nizmei Ha'oizen and Ritzuis? The problem is not the article in the year. The problem is because you have something blocking the year that it's difficult to get to. It's since it's Mechusis B'Kishurim, so what's the difference if it's a Ritzua there, if it's a Nezim there? So Tosfos is Shreklich Shver. So the Bach says, before we come to the Bach, the Yad David wants to say that could be it's nishkefelach. Could be there's a difference between the nizomim and the ritzuas. The nizomim were small. They weren't very long earrings. So memele, in order to get it out, you'd have to uncover the kishurim. So memele, that is very not convenient. So memele, they were not goyzer. Masha ein kein, the ritzuas were long ritzuas. It stuck out from the kishurim, so he gave a shlep to ritzua, you can take it out. That's how the Yad David wants to save shat in Tosfos. But the Bach Lamaise and the Bir Aloche say that Tosfos, the Bir Aloche wants to say that Tosfos had a different gils in Rashi, and there are other Rishonim that say klo like this, that the reason that they were not goyzer and nizmei ha'oizen, because nizmei ha'oizen are difficult to take out. That means the nizmei ha'oizen were very tied in. Not als Rashi's cheshben, because shos ne'o mechusais b'kishurim. No, it's very difficult. It was very tightly stuck in the nizmei ha'oizen. It would be a big bother to take it out. The ritzuas were pretty loose. So Mamela, they could take out the Ritzus. That is, either Tosfos is Chaylik on Rashi in Lomdi, or Tosfos learned that Tosfos is a different Gils in Rashi. That this is the Chaylik. The Chaylik is that the Ritzus are loose, you can take them out. The Nizmei Ha'oizim are very tight, and you can't take them out. But now we'll come to a problem. If we will assume that the Nizmei Ha'oizen were tight, and therefore there's no Issa, there's no Gzeire. She might come and take them off to show off her earrings, because it's very difficult to take them off. But we have another problem. If it is very tight, so Mamele, we learned in the beginning of Bamei Isha, that there are two reasons why they asked Tachshitim. One reason was, the way we're learning now, Dilma Sholfe V'Osi Lachbuye. There was another reason that they asked her to wear certain articles, because she might have to go for tefillah, and it will be a chatzitza, so she'll take it off before going to the mikveh, and when she's finished with the tefillah, she'll be holding it in her hand and continue carrying it. So memeila is dachzeh bitter. So if the earrings are stuck in tightly, so there's a problem of chatzitza. So Vaita says she shouldn't be permitted to wear it. Oh, the chatzitza dike problem. That means if she'll need tefillah, she'll take it off. So the Tashbat in Chayla Gimel, Simen Reish Pei, says that it is not a chatzitza because it is a miyat sheinei makpid. That's the Tashbat. Tashbat brings down Shittas HaTaisvis. That means she won't take it off. In fact, it's a pain in the neck to take it off. She sleeps with it, she bathes herself with it, she does everything with it. So Memele, so she doesn't have to take it off. And the Tashbat is Messiah. The Nogul is, so he says, and the Tashbat is speaking about Hilchas Tefillah. Brings this down in Hilchas Tefillah, the Tashbat. You don't have to take it off, because it's not chaitzitz, it's a miyat sheinei makpid. And tashbat is mesayim, v'im no'agul isalkoi, if you'll have some frum lady that'll want to take it off, yesh limchis biyodom, shemo teitze chube lavim biyodom v'shabes, this frumkeit will bring a kilkul. That means Chazal said that you're allowed to wear an earring. Because why there's no kilkul? If they're going to be frum, they're going to create a kilkul, which Chazal did not foresee. So memele, don't be too frum. But agav uche, it is really very interesting. The Ramah, in the beginning of Simin Kuf Tzadik Ches, Yeredeye, he says, lechatchile loisitvoil afilo bedvorim she'enam choytetzin, gzeira otu dvorim achoytetzin. That means this halacha, a miyot she'enei makpid, that is not chaitzitz, that's b'diyevet. I mean, l'chatchile, we are not allowed, l'chatchile, I mean, these frumma ladies that the Tashbat criticized, l'maise, they were mekayim divrei ha-ramah. The Ramah says you should do this. So we have a shtikal problem. That means if we hold like the Ramah, we should hold that nizmei ha-oizen is mutter to wear on Shabbos, we have taka a problem. I mean, if we learn like Rashi, so then it's good. But if we'll learn like Taisvis, so something doesn't shtim. I mean, if we learn like Taisvis, so then the hetat tefillah is al miyat sheinei makpid, so l'chayot oiskishpal, that there's no l'chatchila de kedin to take off these earrings. Zok de gemara vayta. She's not permitted to wear a tabas, a ring, she'ein oleh choysim, that does not have a seal on it. And it says in the Mishnah further, and vim yotzos, if she went out with such a tabas, ein no chayev es chatos. She's not chayev chatos, because b'etam a tabas is a tachshit. If it's ein oleh choysim, so memele, so it's only also mid rabbon and gzeire dumul shalva vasilach buye. That's only also mid rabbon. Ho, but it seems this whole aloha is only by ein oleho chaysim. Ho yesh oleho chaysim. But what if there would be a chaysim on this tabas? Chayev. Alme lav tachshite. So we see for a woman to wear a tabas she yesh oleho chaysim, that is not a tachshit, and that is a masi. Let us see Rashi, the vial.
So Rashi says, "Loi b'tabash einu lechoisem, k'toni masnisem, dim yotzo, p'tulo, d'fashi tulo." Shem dilma mishal v'machvayu, who the mitzvah, the whole Yisrael, she might come and show it, take it off to show someone, might come and carry it. Oh yes, lechoisem, chayeves chatos, the laf tachshitu v'havi mas. That's the diuk from the Mishnah. The Raminu Tachshitei Noshim Tmei. We learn that Tachshitei Noshim Atomei Veiloin Tachshitei Noshim Katlois Nizomim V'Tabois V'Tabas. Now we said Tabois are considered Tachshitei Noshim Ben Sheyesh Oleho Chaisim Sai. It is a Tabas that has a seal on it. Ben Shein Oleho Chaisim V'nizmei ha'af, nizmei ha'af, are also tachshitim. These are from the tachshitim. The first nizomim is nizmei ha'af, and this is nizmei ha'af. Al koponim, we see that a tabas sheyesh alei ha'chaisim is mekabel tumim because it's considered tachshitei noshim. So we see this is also considered a tachshit. So why are we medayik from the reishah? That a tabas sheyesh al achaisim, if she'll wear it, she's chayv chatos. It's a tachshit. Oma, I don't understand. Oma Rab Zeira loy kasha. Ho Rab Nechemye, ho Rabon. So Rab Zeira says that this halacha, if a tabas sheyesh oleho chaisim is a tachshit or is not a tachshit, from our Mishnah it would seem that it is not a tachshit. From the Mishnah in Kalim, it would seem that it is a tachshit. So the machloik is from the Chemye and the Rabbon. The Sanye and the Yisod HaMachloikis is, before we go into the Protem of the Machloikis, the Yisod HaMachloikis is, if you have a Kali that has a certain type of a shimush, a certain type of a use, what is the Iker of the Kali? The Etzem Kali, that is holding the Dover HaMishtamish, or the thing that you are Mishtamish with. Bekitzer, Rab Nechemya holds, the Iker is the Shimush, so the Iker of a Tabash, Sheyesh Aleh Chaisem, the Iker is the Chaisem. So that is the Iker of the Keili, so Memele, it is not considered a Tachshit, and our Mishnah is going according to Rab Nechemya. The Rabbanon hold Hakel Hoylech Acher Hamamid. You look at the Keli that is holding up the Chosim. You don't look at the Chosim. The Keli Mitzadatmoy, the ring Mitzadatmoy is a Tachshit. So Memele, the Mishnah Kelim is going according to Rab Nechemya. And our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Kelim, I'm sorry, is going according to the Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon hold that the Iker is the Tabas, not the Chosim. So a tabas has a shame tachshit. Now a Mishnah is going according to Rab Nechemya that holds the Iker is the chosim, not the tabas. Now we'll see the Baraisa. The Sanya, we learn the Baraisa as follows. He shall matches. If a person has a ring that is made out of metal, the chosimo and the seal shall almoig. Almoig is a coral that grows in the ocean. It's a type of an ape. And we have a klal as follows. Epshute kli matches are mekabel tume, even though there's no base kibble. Pshute kli eitz are not mekabel tume. So now, if the ring is made out of matches, and the chosom is made out of eitz, a ring is not considered as a base kibble. You can't hold anything in it. So the ring is a kli matches, and it's pshute kli matches. But the shaila is, and the chosom is pshute kli eitz. So now the shaila is it, what is the iker of this keli? Is the iker the chosom? Is the iker the tabas? So we have your machlokes. He shall matches, v'choisma shall almug, tmeya. So the Rabbanon hold that it's tomei, because the ikar is the ring, and the ring is pshutekli matches, which is mekabel tumei. He shall almut v'chaisma shall matris. What if you'll have it the opposite way, that the ring is made out of wood and the chaisim is made out of matris? Tahira. Because then it's pshuta kliyeit, which are not mekabel tume. V'rav Nechemya metame. Rav Nechemya is metame. Shehoya Rav Nechemya oime. B'tabas haloich achel chaisma. By a tabas, the ikir is the chaisim. That is the tashmish of the tabas, so the ikir is the chaisim. So if the chaisim is matris, it is tome. If the chaisim is eight, it is toy. Let us see Rashi, before we go further. Horab Nechemye, the oma ikir tabas, adaita the chaisim. The ikir tabas is the shimush of the tabas, the usage of the tabas, and that is the chaisim. Is therefore chayevet chata. So if a woman will wear such a tabas, she's chayev chata. The chaisim leisha laf tachshitu. A woman to wear a chaisim, this is not a tachshit. Dein derech leisha lachtoim v'lishloyach shluchim, shein chaisim osoy ele la'odom godel umemune. Now this was an official seal, and only a person who had an official position, which at that time was not given to women, they had a tabash yesh by chaisim. And for them it would seem in Rashi, we'll see later in the Gemara, for them it is a tarshit, okay? That showed a tremendous power. If a person had a tabash yesh by chaisim. Like, chveitachashverish get over to Haman or the tabas. That showed a person who had such a tabas showed he had an official position. But this was not rogel by noshim. So memele, by her it's not a tashit. So memele, and since the ikir is the chaisim, so by it should be chayim chatos. For ho diktoni tashitu rabono. The Mishnah in Kalam that says it is a tashit rabon, and the omri gufe shall tabas ikir. The ikir is the tabas, not the shimush. Vadaita the tabas nafkebe. Dal hachoisem mehoche, there's a tabas also involved. The tabas vadi tashitu. The tabas is a tashit, and that is the ikir of this Kalam. Tmeyo, the tabas ikir. So he shall matris, it's tmeyo according to the Chachamim. Vavalei pshutek li matris. He shall almoig v'choit mo shall matres tahoira, davalei pshutek liyeitz. Let us see Taisus. O yeish oleo choisom chayev eschatos. So Taisus had a kashe. Why did the Gemara have to be medayik from the reishe? We're going to have later a mission that says klo this din. So Taisus says, not a tzaddik from the Reish HaSefer, Somach, the Tony Behedi, the Chayev is Chata. Rav Nechemya Metamet, Nira Lari, so now Taisus said a Sofik, what is Pshat in Rav Nechemya? Did Rav Nechemya, we have, if the Tabas was Almoik, and the Chaisam was Matches, so even though mitzad atabas is not mekabel tume, because it's pshutek liyei, but mitzad the chosim is mekabel tume. So one could learn that Rav Nechemya was moisif on the tan. He says that there are two sibos that could bring tume to the keli, side the tabas and side the chosim. But Taisi says that is not the correct pshat from Rav Nechemya. Nir lari, the bereisha metaya. If you have a tabas shall eat, you have a tabas shall matres, and a chaisim shall eat. So according to Rav Nechemya, it's toil. The loyboy lameima haloich af ach a chaisma. Doesn't mean to say that the chaisim can also give it a shem keili. Elo davker ach a chaisma. Faker, there's a yesoidis to come achloikis. What is the ike a keili? The maimid of the keili, or the dovo shall shimush of the keili, the usage of the keili? Kemashme behedye b'tisef t'meseches kelim, d'sanye tabas shal matres, v'choistmo shal almeg rab nechemye metayel, shemechemye oima b'tabas aloich acha choistmo. The iker of the tabas is the choistmo.
Now the Gemara, the Braisa brings a few more cases that we have a machlokes between Chachamim and Rav Nechemya, which is considered the Iker. Ba'oil haloich acha simleino. By a oil, a yoke over two shvarim, the Iker is the simleino. Now let us see Rashi. Haloich acha simleino, ve'im shal matris, haim tomei. Simleino, ha'oil shalahem lo'yhoya pogum kishalonu, elo cholot. Now Rashi is speaking about a double yoke for two shvarim. Now it seems the yokes which were over the heads of the shvarim, bizman Rashi, were pogum. So pogum would mean that the yoke is like a semicircle, so that alone was mafsik between one shayr and another shayr. That was bimei Rashi. Then you did not need simleinim. Simleinim were used Mizman Chazal, ha'oil shalem lo'yoye pogum kshalonu ela cholok. Now the oil that was used Mizman Chazal was in reality two boards, two pieces of wood going horizontally. One rested on top of the next of the two shvorim, and the other was under the next of the two shvorim. Two boards, and they drilled holes in They drilled holes, that means next to the neck of the first shoyer, and they stuck in a iron simloin. This was an, I was putekli, klimatris, was an iron bar that connected the two boards, and was mafsig between one shoyer and the other shoyer. So this is what Rashi says. Ha'oil shalahem lo'yhoya pogum kishalonu. Seems by an oil pogum you don't need some loinim. Ela cholot, there were straight boards. The noikvim boy shnei nikovim, they drilled two holes, the top board and the bottom board. Ubeinehem, and between one simloin and the other simloin was ka'oivi oirev asher. The toichvim behen shtei yeseides vehem simloinim. And in these holes, they used to stick in two yeseides, two pieces of iron, two spikes, and that separated the two shvorim. So somehow Rav Nechemya holds that is the ikar of the oil. Ba'oil haloich acha simleino. Bekoilav haloich acha mismaraisav. Bekoilav hu kemin amud, it was like a stand. Lochav milamato vedak milamailo. Umitalto. It was a stand. Shaped somewhat like a pyramid. And he put up the stand in front of the window. And there were a lot of nails banged into the stand. And they hung on these nails. They were hanging belts and ritzuis. So Rav Nechemya says the ikar of the stand is the shimush of the stand. That's the mismoris. So Mamela, that's pshutekli matris, which is makabotum. Bisulam haloich achar shleivoisov. Haloich achar shleivoisov shetoli behem. You look at the steps. Ve'im shal matris hain tmeis. And if the steps were made out of matris, even though the sides are made out of eights, so it's called shutekli matres. Ba'arsi haloich achar shal shaloisov. Arsi was a big scale, so you look at the chains that supported the kapois which they weighed with. And if the shal shaloisov were made out of metal, those are the din of a kli matres. So let us see Rashi. Ba'arso, v'heim oznayim gdoilois, was a tremendous scale. Lishkel tzemer v'shavon v'choishes v'heim shel eight. The etzem oznayim was made out of eight.
Haloich achar shal shaloisov, shetoli ben, ve'im shal matchis, ain't meis. And the Chachamim say, hakel haloich achar hamaimit. Guf hatabas mamit hachoisem. The tabas is supporting the choisem, so they kill the tabas. Vaha'oil mamit etem loinot. The oil is supporting the spikes that were put in. Va'koilov, the stand, that's mismaroiso, supporting the nails. Va'asulam eshleivoiso, shreibahem kvuyim, because the shleivis asulam are attached to the two sides of the slums. That's considered the maimit. Va'arso, who ate oruch. This is a eight oruch. This was, it seems, this eight oruch, if we learn the way it says in Rashi, it seems this eight oruch was a vertical beam. Shahakone shekoirin yisha v'haloshen tochel boy. In this eight oruch, they stuck in, there was a loshen, that it's, and there was a horizontal kone that was stuck into this eight oruch. Vashal shalois kibuis bekone, and the chains were attached to the kone. Vekulon, in everything, ha'eitz oruch ma'amida. The eitz oruch was supporting. That means this vertical beam was holding up the kone, was holding up the shal shalois, was holding up the loshen, and was holding Sheshtei kapis ha-maznaim tluyis ve-beiz roshim. The two kapis ha-maznaim where they used to weigh things were hanging from the kone, and everything was supported by the eitz oruch. So the eitz oruch was the maimid of the complete scale. So the chachomim hold that the Iker is the Maimid. So Mamela has a din of a Kli Eitz. Rab Nechemya holds the Iker is the Shal Shalois. Chodesh Aviv doesn't understand why the Iker is the Shal Shalois. L'cher the Kapi should be the Iker. That's the Iker Shimush. Why you go boss of the Shal Shalois? He's Moirer and Rashi. Why it is that way? Abal Kaponim. So these are cases that the Gemara is bringing about that we have here a machloikis, Rav Nechemya and the Chachomim. If you go boso the Iker Shimush Akeli, or you go boso the Maimed Akeli. So according to this first Teretz, the Mishnah that says Tabas Sheyesh Ola Choysam is not a Tachshit is going according to Rav Nechemya, who he holds the Iker of the Tabas is the Choysam, which for an Isha is not a Tachshit. Rava Omar Litzdodim ktoni. Yesh oleh choisam, tachshit the ish. Ein oleh choisam, tachshit the isha. But let us see what Rashi says. Rava Omar, bereise de ktoni, vetabas avetachshit, bein she yesh oleh choisam, bein she ein oleh choisam. So we had a problem. And our Mishnah would seem that a tabas sheyesh oleh choisam is not a tachshit. And in the Mishnah in Kalim it says tachshita enoshim that tabas bein sheyesh oleh choisam is also a tachshit. That was the problem. So we said, the first answer was that the Mishnah in Kalim is going according to the Chachom. Rav Amar, bereise dektonim tabas have tachshit bein sheyesh oleh choisam bein shein oleh choisam. Lav areishe da'ayri betachshitei noshim kaimet avayu. This is not explaining the reishe. The reishe started off by saying, tachshitei noshim tmeyim. Feilam tachshitei noshim katlois nozomim betabois. That's tachshitei noshim. Now what he starts elaborating, betabat ben sheyesh ala chaysim ben she'en ala chaysim, so this yesh lo choisim is not going on tachshitei noshim. Lava reishe dair betachshitei noshim kaim et havayu. El chad tachshitei ish. V'chad tachshitei ish. El tzadim ktoni. He said tabois are tachshitei noshim, but then he says, matters. Tavke tabas she'en ole choisim.
Atabas sheyesh aleichaisem is not a tashit for an isha. That's what says in our Mishnah. That's a tashit for an ish. That's Rava's terez. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omar, tume ashabes karomis. You have a stira. In our Mishnah it says that atabas sheyesh aleichaisem is not a tashit. In the Mishnah it says that Tabas sheyesh aleichaisem is a tachshit. It's mekabel tumel tachshit einoshim. He says no. You're not learning the correct pshat in the Mishnah. Tume kli maisa omar rachmone. Tabas tachshit einoshim am mekabel tume. And a kli maisa, even though it's not a tachshit, is also mekabel tume. A keli that you're mishtamish with is also mekabel tume. Not only tachshitim am mekabel tume. Kli maisa omar rachmone. So a tabas sheyesh aleichaisem is a kli maisa. Ukliu. So it's a keli. So it's mekabel tume. Not al tachshit. That means Rav Nachman Yitzchak is also saying that tabas sheyesh aleichaisem is not a pirish of tachshit einoshim. This is not a tachshit, but it is mekabel tume al kli maisa. Shabbos mishumasu yomar rachmone. Ein aleichaisem tachshit. Yesh aleichaisem masu. Zogt Rashi. Tuma Shabbos karomis. Odik toni v'tabas ben sheyesh aler. Lav arei shekoi dekori lei tachshit noshim. Zak said the tachshit noshim. Malachi kama. T'tabas she'omru shenitmeis. Ben sheyesh aler choisem. The lav tachshitu. Miyukli maisehu. This is not a tachshit. Bein she'en ole choisem lav a tachshit. Toni rei she tachshit enoshim. Asha'en ole choisem. So we have in this Gemara, let us go for 1 minute in Rove. Rove said that a tabas sheyesh oleh choisem is a tachshit, but not for an isha. It's for an ish. And that's what Rashi had said in the beginning also. The choisem leisha lav tachshit. This is not a tachshit. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is saying, he also agrees with Rabbi. We say, it's talking about, but this is not a, for an ish, it is not a tachshit, but it's mekabel tumah, because it's a kli maaseh. But for an ish, l'chayre de rehites ha-suge, it's zicher a tachshit. It's a tachshit, fakem. That shows his importance. That shows his chashivis. It's very interesting. I can't begin to understand. The Moshe Zechayin of Rocha has a tshuva about wearing a wristwatch. So Rav Moshe says as follows. Let me just read you a few shuras what he says. So Rav Moshe is matter me'ikar adin. He says a ben Torah shouldn't do it. But al kapona me'ikar adin, he says that since a person is wearing a wristwatch, he's wearing it al gufoy. If he wears it on his sleeve, it's also. But if he's wearing it on gufoy, it is a Torah malvish. Even though the purpose he's wearing it is he wants to tell the time. But since he's wearing it on Gufi, he gets a shame malbush. So Hamayisha says, where do you see such a yisod? So he says, tabas sheyesh oleh choisim, a man is permitted to wear. Av shetashmishay lemalochim. So Hamayisha says, how are you allowed to wear tabas sheyesh oleh choisim? The usage, you use it for you do a malochim with a shasura. He won't wear it if the chosim is not, it became niskalk. Mikiven duhu al gufoy mamish, hu levishe. Av she'enoy tachshit klal. Even though it's not a tachshit at all, it's only, the only reason he's wearing it is for she'tashmishe le'melocha shel asure. V'ikar asiyosei letashmish, apal pikein, since he's wearing it, so it has a shame malbush. That's what Ramesha said. And l'chayra, from our Gemara, in Rav is that klo behepach. He said, that what Ramesha said, she'ein ei tachshit klal, Rav says klo, it is a tachshit. Yesh alech oisem tachshit ish, and that's the pashtis that Rashi said before also. Rashi says for an ish, it's not a tachshit because only an official person wore this. Al koponim, so dachsich mir, there's no necessity to be mavaya why a tabashi yeshalo choysam is mutafonish, it's a tachshit, okay? He's dignified, this is a chshivis, he's an important person, he's an official person. I saw the Bris Oilom, he thinks the Harav Moshe, but he says, Bris Oilom it says, Atabah shalish ikrei letachshit, efshet afelo nishbar achoysa muta. He says, pum fakel, he thinks of the Harav Moshe, he says, the Rai of Tabah, it doesn't be done our sugya, but Al Kaponim he says, the Iker at the Tabashal is Iker le Tashit. This is a Tashit. And Poshit, now Gemara says like that. The Gemara says close to Tashit. And Rava said close. And the Yodha Lashon is thinking sich nish mit dos. Shaila, we're speaking about a Tashit shall Isha or a Tashit shall Ish, but Al Kapona weiss the Chois that it is a Tashit for an Ish. So if a person is wearing a watch only to tell time, so I don't know if this is the maila of a tabash yeshale chaisam. There the taket the chaisam wasn't stamaze. It was an important that Rashi says was a double shalchshivis. A mamuna wore it. Anisha wouldn't wear it. Let us see Taisus. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar tume ashabis koromis. Da'filu belav time da'ave tachshit le'ish. You don't have to say that. On das, tell tach nish toy. Le'rove, bein le'rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Muk mitavayu ke Rav Nechemye. Our Mishneh that says that for an ishe it amasui, it's going according to Rav Nechemye, dik is the choysem. And the Mishneh that says that habash yesh ale choysem is mekabel tum is also going according to Rav Nechemya. The Iker is the chaisen. Neither speaking about an ish according to Rav, or it's mekabel tum al tzkli maise. Loi mitam mitam tachshid isha, elo mitam tachshid isha mitam baba tzkli maise. Lutzdodim toni bein la Rav, bein la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'loy b'machat she'eino nikuve. Aish is not permitted to go out with a pin. She'eino nikuve doesn't have an eye in it. It's not used for sewing. But it's also also midarabona. Frag the Gemara l'may chosye. Now we have a meiridike machloikis in this Gemara between Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn the whole Gemara. So first we're going to learn Rashi's Pshat. So the Gemara asks Lamai Chosye, Letachshit, so Rashi says, Tektoni Eina Chayeves Chatos. So this pin, what kind of a Tachshit is it? Omar Rav Yose, Hoyel Ve'isha Oigeres Bo Sairo. So Rashi says, Hayoitze Chutz Lekishurel, the hair that went out, there was kishurim that held in the hair, but it was impossible that all the hair should be held in. So yoytze chutz lekishurel, koychosoi soviv hamachat. So she winds this hair around this pin. V'teicheves hamachat v'sivcho mitachteho shelo yeroe sairo. So Mamela, this hair was gathered together with this pin, and this pin was stuck underneath her, the sivcha was a covering that covered all her hair, so it was stuck underneath that. So Mamela, so what is this? So this is considered a tachshit. I mean, this is something that is helping her, the control that her hair should not show, so this is considered, she's using this to wind around the hair around the spin, and she sticks it underneath the sivcha. Right? So it's a tachshit. Oh, malay abaye. No, I agree with you. Now I understand why it's not a masi. Above it, a heavy kibiris tahire v'tishtari. So the Gemara is takash, we have a different problem. It's too good. The heavy kibiris. The tone mas nisen biris tahira milatame. We learned two halachas in the Mishnah. And Rashi wants to be madgish that the kash is not from the tahira. That's another halacha. Biris tahira milatame. That's one thing. V'yaitzimbo. And a woman is allowed, permitted to wear a biris. Now what is a biris? V'hi kemin etz odo. It's a type of a bracelet. Abo sha'oise l'shaykeha. She puts on the shayk. Me'al bote shaykeha. Over the stockings. La'hatkon shelo yiplu al raglo. So this was a type of a garter, but it was a metal keli, which was used to be mahadik the bote shekai. Now, toira. So it says in the Mishnah two halachas. One halacha that is toira, the lav tashiti. It is not a tashit. Elo tashmish lebote shekel. That means this is a tashmish of her malbushim. Her malbushim would not hold up without this biris. So memele, so the biris is a tashmish keli. A tashmish keli is not mekabel tum. Ava kitabas hakeli. Damoron tohiris pepirkendol. We already learned this aloche. It's like tabas keli. Now, that's why it's tohiris. The yoitzinbo. Now let's speak about the Shabbos tikishayla. Shetzorich lo imbote shekel. She needs it. The loyhave masud. So it's not a masud. So memele. So it's she needs it. It's part of a malbushim. The yoitzim. The kivin the letzniyusahi. Since the whole purpose of this biris is to ensure her tzniyus, loyshol for machve. So, Philo, this biris will be beautiful, will be something to show, but leishol for machvi, because fakert, because that's a spirit to the tzniyus. Because then the bote shekayim will fall down. So, memele, so we have something that it is serving a purpose, and in order, And if one will want to show it off, she'll lose hatznius. So she'll never do such a thing. So the Chazal never were geyser on such a tashit. V'hain machet nami litznius, which is also tznius. The seya be'isha erva, what's the chilek between gili ha-sheik or gili ha-seya? V'loy machvaya, she also won't go. So that means that this pin, which the hair was wrapped around it, which was stuck underneath the sivche, she'll never go and take it out, because she'll be megalos areiser. So that's the Gemara's kasha. You explained to me so beautifully why it's not a masu. You told me the purpose, lamai chozli, and it's a tachshit. And there's no chash to meshofe, so it should be mutal lechatchila, like a biris. Ella tilgeme Rav Ader Narsho kamei de Rav Yosef. No. Hoyol v'ishe cheilekes bo saira. Cheilekes lekan ulekan, Rashi says, be'emtza roisho shekoirin grivo balaz. Now this pin was used to make a part in the woman's hair. That's what it was used. Now speaking about the pin that was a geres bosara, the pin that was a geres bosara, that's mutalachatchil. But this pin was used to make a part. Frek the Gemara b'shabes lemay chozye. U'b'shabes lemay chozye, harei b'shabes eino chalekesara. She doesn't make a part in Shabbos. So what is it chozye in Shabbos? So here we have, in these two Rashis, we have a tremendous problem, which we'll see that Taisvus v'Tzachstelen af Rashi. Number one, the first problem is the kasha, we're trying to answer Lamai Chosi. What does she do with this pin? Why isn't it a masri? So the Gemara answers that she uses it to make a part. So there's a use for it. Gewaldig. But al koponim so she uses it to make a part, but it's still a masri. Is a person allowed to carry a handkerchief in his pocket because he uses it to blow his nose? He also uses it. But in order to be permitted to wear something, it has to have either a teiris malbish or a teiris tachshit. This is not both. So this is one kasha that Taisvis asks on Rashi. Taisvis will not be saved this pshat. On this kasha, the Megine Shloimeh wants to say two terutzim. One mechudish tiketeret he wants to say, gor mechudish tiketeret. He says that he wants to say that Rashi holds dovo hatzrichin letikun tachshiteho, something that you need to ensure that her tachshitim will remain correct, and she'll be miskashet al yodam. Shehi noises, a woman is permitted to wear tachshitim, v'gam tikunim hatzrichim lohem, and she needs something to ensure that tachshitim should main tachshitim. That means, let's say she stuck this pin in her hair. Now, while it was in her hair, it wasn't doing anything. But this pin is there that when the part gets tangled up and she needs a part again, so she uses this again to make the part. So something that ensures that she should remain mekushit also as a din tachshit. That's a mu'uyim dike chiddush. Then the Megine Shloimeh wants to say a second pshat in Rashi. He wants to say pshat in Rashi that Emerson, the Gemara is saying the same thing like before. The Gemara said before that what do you do with this pin? You use it. Oigeres bosaro. She used to collect the hairs that were kriching out and used to stick them in. Now the Gemara is saying, chaylekes bosaro. She makes the part with this pin. So that means the pin is stuck into her hair to ensure that the part should remain. So that means, so this is holding up the part. So memele, so this is a tachshit. Frek the Gemara, but Shabbos you're not allowed to make a part. So Taisus asks, why aren't you allowed to make a part? What's wrong with making a part on Shabbos? So the Gine Shloimeh wants the answer, and Emerson, he brings some an Oruch, and the Piskei Harid also says the same thing, that later there's a Mishneh, Paikeses is Osir. The Gemara asks, why is Paikeses Osir? The Gemara says it's Daima Lebinyin. And the Oruch and the Piskei Harid learn Pshat that Paikeses means making a part. Just like if Aisha is, we learn now, Vayivin Asatzeilo, Bishas, the Rabbeinu Shalom bought Chave to Adam Arishin, so was Kailas a Saira, the Rabbeinu Shalom beautified Chave for Adam Arishin. So there were two Chalokim, there was the Pekeses and there was the Gidelas Asara. This is all considered Binyan. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So in the middle of the week, you could tell me this, I'll buy it, that the purpose of this pin is to make the part and to ensure the part won't fall. But Shabbos are not permitted to make a part. So the Mele, so it can't be serving this purpose in Shabbos. So the Gemara's Kash is, so b'Shabbos l'may chazi. So what can you do with it Shabbos? Omarove tashel zov yeshlo al roisha. This pin has two chalokim. One chalik is the long part of the pin, and that's chalikis esairo, chalikis bosairo. But it also has a head, And this head is Tashal Zov Yeshla Al Roisha, Bechel Chalek is Bosairo with the Pin Chalek, Beshabbos Menichoso Keneged Padachto, and this is a Tachshit. So Memele, so this Tachshit is also be the Rabbonon, Seir Adurme Shalfei Veosu Lachbuy. Zogt Rashi, Tashal Zov Yeshla Al Roisha Ha'echot, on one side of the pin there's a tashel zov, vasheini oikitzave. The other side there's a sharp pointer, and that was used should chilekes as choish, bechel chilekes arab oikets. So b'shabes teicheves oikets b'sivcho in the sivcho, v'tashel beroish hasheini munach al padachta. So it's a hat pin, and it's hanging and it's lying on hapadachas, and it's tashel. And this lamaise is a poshet to tachshit, and she wants to show off with it, she'll just pull it out to show it to her chavata, and we have the gzeir adil mishalf of osi lachbui. Zog toisves, lamai chozi, perish bekuntres, lamai chozi, vamasi hui, samasi, the koshel eri, say bezoi. So the first teretz was good, but in kain mai mishani, what's the second teretz? So she has a use from it, but it's not a Shabbos dikishayla. I'm saying the Gemara wanted to know, there were no illustrations in the Mishnah, so what do you do with this? Lamai chozi. So the Gemara says what the use was. First of all, I wanted to know that's a shimush, not a halachic shalot. It's a picture of what we're speaking about. And then the Gemara asked, "B'Shabbes l'may chosi neisha regila l'noisa b'shvul shetzich l'chalik basar, or b'Shabbes teve masi Shabbes shebiya masi ki medeinay le'malbish le'tarsh." Period. Oh, because this perish besamach b'shabes l'may chosim loy b'shabes ain't a chalek esare. Because shal richode the homen nolei dosel l'chalek bosei b'shabes. Why ain't you allowed to make a pot on Shabbos? The rishonim speak out that maybe a hair might fall out. It's a dova shenem miskaven. Not a psikreishe by making a pot, so it should be mutter. Void the may porich va'osav afilu yei mutter tikshav amasayu. Again. If the only thing is the shimush of making a pot, but what's that to take it out? Hoyel the ishe oigeres bosayr. So Rashi learned pshat in the first eretz of the Gemara that this was used to gather the hairs that were sticking out of the sifche and to stick them underneath the sifche. Niraleri, the Ri did not learn like this. We'll see soon why. Sheteicheves hamachat b'seicha sivcha. She stuck the machat in the sivcha, and she gathered the hairs. V'doicheches es ha-sivcha, and she squashed down, she pushed down the sivcha, k'dei shelo yiplu saroiseh chutz l'kishurel. That the sarois should not, the sarois should not fall out chutz mikishure. Vahash Yosef Shapet became virish, shaychez es botei shaykeh, shalai yiplu, v'loi keperish hakuntres. Tosfos means as follows. The Rishonim explain that according to Tosfos, this sivche did not fit too well. It was a little wobbly. It wasn't made to order. You bought a standard size. Your head was a little small. It was one standard sivche. So memele, this sivche would not cover the hair, because could be it was too big or too small, so it wouldn't cover the hair. So she stuck a pin into the sivche. That means the dechekes es ha sivcho the kishure. That means that to make sure it should not fall off the hair, it should cover the hair completely. So bekitzel, this was similar to abiris. The gemara says kakashe. What is the difference between this and abiris? So Fakel, this is mamish similar to Abiris according to Taisvis. Just like Abiris, The biris was to ensure that the stocking shouldn't fall down. So here this pin was to ensure that the sivcha should not also popple off, that the sivcha should remain secure over the hair. V'tehavi kibiris tahire v'tishtri. Perish pekuntris. So Rashi learned the whole Megillah that the dimyan to biris is that, just like over there, Chazal did not asa. Chazal did not ask her to wear a biris because she'll zichron won't take it off because of the tznius. So here Chazal did not ask her to wear this pin because the hair is wrapped around it. That's how Rashi learned. Taisvis, we'll see Taisvis Bachlal according to Taisvis Pshat, Taisvis couldn't learn that way. But let us see the vial what Taisvis asks on Rashi's Pshat. Perish bekuntris the chaychi the hosam lechaychi. The Dilma Mishal for Machvia, oh, Yulitz Niyus Avide, Ochanami, Le Nechish, Le Mishla Bachbuye, my time. The Kosholari, so the Ri, first of all, dings of what the soul psha, the Kavolim, Ein Yaitzim Ben Bishabis, the Chashina Dilma Mishal for Lo, Mishum Dava Tarshit, Kamay Sheforish, Avil Gavlitz Niyus Avide, Kamay Biris, Takolin Yenechad, or Shabiris Ba'achas, the Kavolim Bishtaim, Kinurinam Lekamo. Now this biris was on one shaykh, kabbalim were on both shaykhs. Al koponim, it says kabbalim are also to wear. So if you'll say that this yisoid is true, that you'll never take it off because of the gidri atznius, from a mele, what's the difference between kabbalim and biris? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Oy, the lomel lahaskir kan taharas biris. Why does he have to mention tevi kibiris tahira? That's got toyer, but that doesn't answer the kasha. Avlamen, but have a kibiris for tishteri. Good, the Mishnah is telling us the halach is. So you look in Rashi, but have a kibiris. The most kasha was, have a kibiris taka, not toyer. Toyer, the Gemara just put down, it's got toyer. The Gemara is bringing already the lotion that it says in the Mishnah that it's toyer, but there's no shaykhs with the kasha. But Taisa did not learn like this. V'nir l'ri, d'ochi perushi. D'ochi perushi, v'tehevi kebirish sheyoitzin bo lefi shehi tohiro. Now the Ri said amuyim de kipshat, that the whole reason they were not goyza on a biris that doesn't have the iser tachshitim is lefi shehi tohiro. Since that it is tohiro and it doesn't have Gabi Tume, it doesn't have the din of Tachshit Einoshim. Mishum she'eino Tachshit, the eino noi le'isha, kim the eino ki'im ba'achas, v'ava kitabas ha'kelem, the eino ki'im le'tzerech botei shekayim. The whole purpose is to hold up the stockings. Ochinami. It would seem from Taisves that the gzeire be'etzem otav shiyogi passed. But Chazal only made a gzeire on tachshitim. And if in Hilchis Tume this does not have a shame tachshit, so memele, they did not give it, the gzeire's tachshitim was not chal on the zbiris. So memele, hochinami haimachad shehi toire. Here it's also toire. Vishayin ela kitabas hakelem. Toisvis, that was Toisvis pshat. The whole purpose of this machat was to make sure that the sivche should not fall off. So this is also like ketabas hakeil. Tishteri de'eina tachshit. So that is shat the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that since legabi hilchis tumen, it does never teres tachshit. So memele legabi the gzeir, it also does never teres tachshit. The Ritva doesn't like Taisus Pshat. He said, where did Taisus get such a yesod that the Iker is totally in Hilchus Tumen? But Al Kaponim, that's how the Ri learned. V'im Taim, Amayla Mishani Hashte, so let us say the Teretz, Kemin Tash Shel Zov Yesh La Baroyshe, Kemishani Lidach Shinoi De Besamach. So let us say, but there's another Chelek of it. Why do you have to say, if Sanu Lomde Shechelek Is Bosaro, say that there's a tatashel zav yishloim edim hoysay geres bosaro loy hoysam enichas olelim keneged padachto beinachshu betachshet elotas. So then this would not be considered a tachshet. The Taisa Rosh says
you stuck it into the back of the simcha, so it was not, it did not serve as a tachshit al kapon. But now it's chalek as a sarah, so then it's stuck into the front. The koshalah ashbala perish there, the kim and the machat, shaygeres bo sarah hi toira. So Tosis was machadish, we have a machat, that is toira. Heichi kamalel, abalinyin tumitova da achasi, all pins are tomei. Reish chiluk afilu bishleima, da oisha sheni geres bo tmei, da oisha sheni geres bo toira. The Gemara's kasha is fakir, that it should be toher, and this is a kasha before also. What is the teretz of the Gemara? So the Rashba says that the teretz of the Gemara is that that machat, that we had learned before, that zu v'zu t'meyo, is only speaking on the machat that the Barais is mentioned. And since Abba Reise is not speaking about a machat of a geres bosaro, because Lamaise it's mutalot, it's bosamel, he also wasn't speaking about this type of a machat. Menichos kenege padacht ashleim etzoch lemeshlek es bosaro klal, elo emes meforish. The reason that it's mutat away on Shabbos is because it's a tachshit kenege padacht.